Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. In my day job at Checkpoint, I talk with customers across many different verticals of customers, and there are some that that allow access to corporate data with personally owned devices. In some cases, they're required to issue devices for this purpose, or they do. And sometimes it's by regulation, and sometimes it's because that's the way they feel like they want to do it. And the reality is that people just want to use their mobile devices. They don't necessarily want to submit to the controls that are sometimes necessary to access certain data. So, in some cases, the organizations allow their employees to access data and put no controls whatsoever, right? Which is also kind of dangerous. There's two sort of things to look at with that, right? There's the data itself, right? So, you can use an application of sorts to access data. And then that data, you have, once it's on the device, you have to be able to, or you'd like to be able to control where it goes, right? So, if I'm accessing some confidential data and I send it to somebody else, it's very easy to do, right? And in reality, there are things that are going to be hard to restrict. For example, like, the analog hole, right? I can always take a screenshot of stuff and send it to somebody. Happens all the time. But if I want to make it a little more difficult, there are, of course, things I can do. You can restrict the clipboard and do other things to protect the data, keep it from going outside of the app in any sort of usable way, right? And there's application-specific solutions to this. There's also things you can deploy in a mobile device management scenario where you make sure that the applications that are used have been vetted and make sure that they're actually the apps that you want to allow people to use. And those apps do what's necessary to protect the data that you care about. You kind of have to protect that piece of it. Assuming you have data that you want to protect. The other element is, of course, there's all kinds of things that can befall devices. I mean, Checkpoint seems like, every other day I'm seeing reports internally of, okay, new malware found on Android. I don't see it so much on iOS. It happens on iOS too. Don't get me wrong. It just doesn't happen as often. And usually when it does happen, it's pretty bad, right? Because in order to get through a lot of the gates that Apple puts in, right, there's a lot of different things you have to do to make all that happen. So bottom line, though, if you're going to allow access to corporate data, you need to make sure the devices that you allow to access that data don't become infected with some sort. So, you need to have some sort of, we call it mobile threat prevention at Checkpoint. And the idea is there's something that monitors the device itself, that runs on the device and make sure that it hasn't been compromised. Not just root jailbreak stuff, but there are apps that have certain kinds of behavior. And if those applications somehow get on the device, then you definitely want to know about that, right? And so you want to communicate that back to home base and say, these are the devices that are potentially problematic, and these are the devices we need to get off the network or keep off the network. And you certainly want to, you can certainly use that with some sort of mobile device management solution to essentially keep devices off the network that aren't clean. So, that's what you got to worry about with mobile devices. And again, whether they're personally owned or enterprise owned or whatever, all of these threats are still relevant, right? I think it becomes more important, I think, with personally owned devices, of course, because people tend to be a little bit more tend to do a little bit more things with their own personal devices than they would with a device that is owned by somebody else. You kind of have to treat them the same way, although maybe not with mobile device management, because I can tell you I don't really want that on my device because I've got personal data on there, and I want to make sure that the company doesn't necessarily erase it, but the data the company owns, fine. I mean, I totally get that. So you have to think about those things and just be aware, right? When MDM is a solution for not the mobile threat prevention, it might help with some of the device configuration things and making sure that certain apps are used, but it's not going to prevent threats from entering your device. That's just not what mobile device manager is designed to do. So if you're gonna allow mobile access to your data, which end users want that, then you have to be thinking about all these things. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.